I hope everybody's doing well today.
Hello?
Yeah. 希望大家今天都感觉良好。
Maybe you know this story or not.
我今天接下来我开始要先讲一个故事，可能你已经知道了这个故事哈。
A pastor went to heaven and was standing in front of the pearly gates.
有一位牧师呢去了天堂呢，正在珍珠门前排队。
Saint Peter was there allocating the accommodations.
圣徒彼得呢在那里分配住宿。
Before him was a bus driver, and Peter said, "Welcome. You see that 16-room mansion on the hilltop? It's yours."
在这牧师前面呢是一名公交车的司机。彼得说，欢迎，你看到山顶上那座有16间房的豪宅了吗？这是你的。
The pastor standing next in line said to him, "Wow, if the bus driver has 16-room mansion on the hilltop, I can't wait for my reward."
所以站在这个队伍后面的这个牧师就自言自语说，哇，如果那个公交车司机在山顶有一座16房的豪宅，那我真的等不及得到我的奖赏了。
He stepped up to Peter, who said to him, "Ah, you are the pastor."
所以他就径直走到彼得面前，对他说，哦，彼得对他说，哦，你是个牧师啊。
You see that hut in the valley down there?
你看到下面山谷里那个小屋子了吗
？It's yours.
那是你的。
The pastor was stunned.
那么这个牧师就一下愣住了。
And he blurted out, "Peter, I don't understand."
所以他脱口而出，彼得，我不明白。
All these years I gave my life to preaching, and all I get is this little hut.
这么多年我把一生都奉献给了传教，我怎么就得了一间小屋子？
And this bus driver, what did he ever do to deserve this 16-room mansion in heaven?
那这个公交车司机他到底做了什么呢？才能配得拥有这个16房间的天堂豪宅
？To this, Peter solemnly replied.
那对此呢，彼得郑重地回答说
：“My dear friend,
我亲爱的朋友
，When you preach,
当你讲道的时候
，People sleep.
人们都睡着了。
But this bus driver drives.”
但是当这位公交车司机开车时候呢
？The people pray.
人们就疯狂地祷告。
Well, you know the story is not true, right?
当然，你知道这个故事不是一个真实的故事。
But I'm convinced there's a kernel of truth in it.
但是我真的相信这里头有一定它的道理。
Anyone who can mobilize the people of God to pray is doing a tremendous thing in the kingdom of God.
那任何能够动员上帝的子民祈祷的人，在上帝的国度里，他是做了一件了不起的事情。
It might sound absurd to the ear of a Christian.
这对一些基督徒来说，可能听起来很荒谬。
But a pathetic phenomenon usually happens among God's people.
但是在神的子民中，常常发生一个可悲的现象。
It's when we reach the end of our ropes, will we repent and call upon the God by the name of the Lord?
那就是当我们走到穷途末路的时候，我们才会悔改、流泪，带着破碎的心呼求主名。
With tears and with broken heart.
I'm a little bit far. 流泪，我们才会悔改、流泪，带着破碎的心呼求主名。
Help me, my God.
哦，帮助我啊，神。
Deliver me out of my mire of my troubled life.
请你救我脱离我生活的泥沼。
However, most of the time, we don't realize that it's God who doesn't help us, but how far we've been away from God that He has to discipline us.
但是很多的时候呢，我们并没有意识到，并不是神不帮助我们，而是我们离神有多远，神才要管教我们。
And no matter how far we get away from Him.
无论我们离他多远
，When we truly repent and turn back to Him, He's our God of Ebenezer, which means thus far the Lord has helped us.
当我们真正悔改并回转归向他时，他就是我们以便以谢的神，意思是到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
Thus far, how far?
到如今有多久呢
？How long have God's people forget Him?
上帝的子民能忘记他有多久呢
？How far can God's people drift away from God？
神的子民可以远离神有多远呢
？From the previous chapters of 1 Samuel, it is perfectly clear that the relationship between God and Israel was in serious difficulties.
那我们从撒母耳记前面几章呢，可以清楚看到以色列人和神之间的关系真是产生了严重的问题。
And the people of Israel did not know why all was not going their way.
因为以色列人呢，他们不明白为什么一切都没有按照他们的意愿发展。
After the first devastating defeat at the Battle of Aphek, the elders asked, "Why did the Lord bring defeat on us today before the Philistines?"
在第四章亚佛之战第一次惨败后呢，一些长老们就问耶和华今日为何使我们败在非利士人面前呢
？Why did the Lord? Did you hear what they asked?
你听到他们问了一个什么样的问题吗
？They blamed God for losing their battle.
他们因战争失败责备神。
It's called blame shifting.
这就是所谓的推卸责任。
It's everyone else's fault.
这都是别人的错。
But God does not owe anyone anything.
但是我们知道神不欠任何人任何事。
He's God.
因为他是神。
They never look towards themselves first.
所以他们从不先查看自己所应当承担的责任。
The question they should be asking, why did we lose? What did we do wrong? Whom did we offend?
他们应该问的问题是我们为什么会输我们做错了什么我们得罪了谁
In the second battle with the same enemy, the elders thought of a stupid plan all by themselves.
然后紧接着第二场战役来临的时候呢，这些长老们自己想出了一个非常愚蠢的计谋。
Why don't we bring the ark out where the God resides, and we can ask the two apostating sons of Eli to bring it with them?
我们为什么不把约柜从神居住的地方带走？我们可以请以利的两个背道的儿子把他带出来。
But that didn't turn out too well.
那我们都知道结果当然不好。
It was worse than their first battle.
比他们第一场战役还要更糟糕。
They lost most of their soldiers.
他们基本上丧失了大多数的士兵。
And they ran with their tails tucked behind them.
他们夹着尾巴逃跑了。
The ark was lost.
约柜也丢了。
The two sons of Eli were killed.
以利的两儿子也被杀了。
And Eli, upon hearing about what happened about his two sons and the ark, fell and broke his neck.
那以利在听到两个儿子和约柜发生的事情后呢，跌倒并折断了脖子。
Later on, the ark miraculously came back, being pulled by two ox that were never yoked before.
那我们知道后来呢，这个约柜又奇迹般的被两只从未负轭过的牛拉着回来了。
And everyone celebrated.
大家就又开始庆祝一番。
Some of them even took a peek inside the ark.
他们当中有些人甚至往约柜里偷看。
And that was not a bright idea.
这实在不是个好主意。
They died.
他们死了。
And some of the men around that area also died.
那该地区周围的一些人也都死了。
Then they asked two odd questions.
接下来呢，他们就问了两个奇怪的问题。
Who is able to stand before the Lord, His holy God?
谁能在耶和华这圣洁的神面前势立呢
？The second question is, and to whom shall He go up away from us?
那第二个问题，他们说是这约柜可以从我们这里送到谁那里去呢
？The first one they should have known.
那第一个问题的答案，他们肯定是知道的。
They've forgotten what the God of Israel had done.For them in the past,
他们忘记了以色列神过去为他们所做的一切。
The answer is no one can.
当然，他们问题的答案就是没有人可以站立在神的面前。
The second question is how do we get rid of it?
那第二个问题，他们其实是说我们怎么才能摆脱掉这个约柜
？We can understand why the enemy wanted it and had to get rid of it.
我们当然明白，他们的敌人，为什么也必须要那个把约柜那个除去。
In the beginning, the people of Israel couldn't wait to bring out the ark after their first defeat.
起初的时候呢，以色列在第一场战役失败的时候呢，就迫不及待的想要把约柜带出来。
They treated the ark like Santa Claus.
他们对 sorry.
And a good luck charm.
他们对待约柜的态度就像对圣诞老人一样，当一个幸运符。
All rolled up in one ball.
所以这一切呢，都是为了他们个人的目的所为。
Now they have no use for it.
那现在这约柜他们对他们没用了。
Again, the people of Israel have forgotten the God of Israel who had what have done for them in the past.
明显他们忘了过去神为他们所行的一切。
They did what was right in their eyes.
他们做了他们眼中认为正确的事。
They put God away in both cases.
在这两种情况下，他们都把上帝排除之外。
out of sight, out of mind.
眼不见，心不烦。
Their situation speaks volumes into our lives.
他们的这种处境呢，对我们现在的生活呢，也是有一定的意义的。
When major problems arise, we bring out the ark and cry and call out to Him before we examine ourselves first.
当我们的生活中出现重大危机的时候呢，在我们自我省察之前呢，我们往往先把我们生命中那个约柜拿出来，向神呼求、哭泣。
One thing we must understand is that God does not need us.
有一件事我们必须明白，就是神并不需要我们。
We need Him.
是我们需要他。
He can take care of things by himself.
他完全可以自己处理所有的事情。
Hear me out.
我们来说说看。
Who brought the ark back?
是谁把约柜神奇的带回来呢？
Who took care of Eli's apostating sons?
是谁料理了以利那两个背道的儿子呢？
Who dispensed Eli for not doing what he should have done towards his two sinful sons?
是谁因为以利没有对他两个有罪的儿子做他应该做的事，而将其处置了呢？
Who led the people of Israel to be defeated?
那是谁让以色列人被打败了呢？
Obviously, God.
显然呢，是神。
We have hindsight.
我们有后见之明。
How come they couldn't see it?
那他们怎么就看不到呢？
Because they were stiff-necked.
因为他们是硬着颈项的。
We must go back to Exodus 32:9.
所以我们必须回到出埃及记32章9节。
It is the first time when God accused all of his people are stiff-necked people.
这是圣经中神第一次指责他所有的子民是硬着颈项的人。
Stiff-necked means stubborn.
硬着颈项的意思是顽固。
To be hard and
坚硬。
And obstinately difficult.
而是艰难。
And the Hebrew word for stiff-necked has two words, and the second word can be used as verb.
那希伯来语中硬着颈项这个词是有两个词哈，第二个词可以用作动词。
It can also mean to turn back.
那这可以表示回头的意思。
They stubbornly turn back from God to their old ways quite often, quite a bit.
所以他们就是固执地背离了神，又回头走他们的老路。
They chase after other gods and idols.
他们追逐其他的神和偶像。
Imagine having co-workers, employees, customers, and friends, etc., who are all stiff-necked.
你可以想象，如果你周围的同事、员工、客户、朋友等等，如果有一些是硬着颈项的人，
You'll never get anything done.
你就会发现你什么都做不成，难以共事。
We can imagine how God feels.
你也可以想象一下神的感受。
We also can stop looking at God and His promises.
当我们处于这种情况时候，我们可以甚至不再仰望神和他的应许。
We too can stop looking at things we cannot see and prefer looking at what we can see.
我们开始呢，不再看我们看不到的东西，而是更愿意看到我们眼见的东西。
The things in front of us.
就是在我们眼前发生的所有事情。
I hope you can see how far God's people can apostate.
所以从我们前面的讲述呢，我希望你们能看到神的子民可以背离到什么程度。
They not only turn away from God, but they also try to use God and manipulate Him.
他们不仅仅是背弃神，他们还试图利用神、操纵神。
And finally, when God didn't do as what they wanted, and even killed those who looked in the ark, they left the ark of covenant at Kirkath, Jeharim, a long time, 20 years in all.
那最后，当上帝没有按照他们的意愿行事，甚至杀死了那些窥探约柜的人时，他们将约柜留在了基列耶林很长一段时间，总共20年。
In the Bible, we are not told.What happened, or what did the people do exactly in those 20 years?
那圣经中也没有告诉我在这二十年里发生了什么，也没有告诉我们说在这期间人们都做了什么。
One thing for sure, they never called upon the God of their forefathers who brought them out of Egypt.
那有一件事是可以肯定的，在这期间他们从未呼求将他们带出埃及的他们先祖的神。
They forgot about him because they have other gods and idols.
他们忘记了他，因为他们有其他的神和偶像。
You probably don't have an idea how powerful and important these idols were to them.
可能你没有不知道这些偶像对他们来说是有多么的强大和重要。
Oh, you are thinking it's nothing, and how anyone could worship a carved figure in today's world.
你可能认为这没有什么，在当今世界怎么会有人去崇拜一个雕刻之物？
But back then, people are willing to be killed for it.
但在当时那个时候，人们愿意为他被杀。
You don't touch other people's idols.
你是不允许碰触别人的偶像的。
Back then, if you did not have a God, you would have been considered something wrong with you.
如果那个时候你没有有你自己的崇拜的假神的话，你就会被认为是有问题的人。
Do you remember Genesis 31? Rachel stole her father's idols.
还记得创世纪三十一章，拉结偷了他父亲的偶像吗？
When her husband confronted her father Laban.
当她的丈夫质问她的父亲拉班时，
He says, "But if you find anyone who has your gods, the person shall not live."
他说，至于你的神像，你在谁那里搜出来，就不容谁存活。
If idols were that important to them back then, what are idols?To us today.
如果当时的偶像对他们来说是那么重要，那么今天我们的偶像对我们来说又是什么？
You probably don't think I have a statue at home or there's a statue in the corner street.
你可能认为我家里也没有什么偶像，街角也没有供过什么。
But we do have all idols which are important to us.
但是我们确实有各种对我们很重要的偶像。
Just like Laban.
就像这个拉班一样。
Can you guess what they are?
你们可以猜猜他们都是什么样的吗？
They can be all kinds of idols we give to ourselves in doing.
它可以是我们给自己树立的各种偶像。
It's from comfort, entertainment, wealth, sex, reputation, power, etc.
它可能来自于舒适、娱乐、财富、名誉、性爱、权力等等。
An idol is simply what you want to do and giving into your desires.
偶像就是使你屈服于你的欲望想做的事。
Also, an idol is putting your hope in something else to help you live besides God.
偶像呢，也是使你将希望寄托在其他事物上，以帮助你在神之外生活。
In a time of crisis, our idols will be exposed as what they are in our lives.
那在危机时刻来临的时候呢，我们的偶像往往就会暴露出他们在我们生活中的本来面目。
After some 20 years, two odd things occurred.
那我们知道，在接下来的大约二十年后呢，发生了两件奇怪的事情。
People started to lament or cry out again.
人们又开始哀叹或哭泣。
They seemed to be doing fine with their lives and idols.
他们的日子和拜偶像的生活似乎呢都过得还不错。
Why did people cry out?
那人们为什么又开始哭了呢？
It was the enemy that crushed them 20 years ago started to attack them again.
那就是二十年前压垮他们的敌人又开始攻击他们了。
For some reason, for some reason was a trigger to remember their Lord and turn back to Him.
出于某种原因呢，这触发了他们记起他们的神，并转向他。
Talking about being stiff-necked.
当我们谈论这个硬着颈项。
Our God is full of mercy and grace.
我们的神是充满怜悯和恩典的。
He sent His prophet Samuel to tell them what they have done wrong, what to do about it.
那他派了他先知撒母耳呢，告诉他们他们做错了什么，以及该怎么做。
There's another odd thing that happened too.
那么还有另一件奇怪的事情。
Samuel disappeared for 20 years.
那在这个书中，我们看到撒母耳失踪了二十年。
And he was proclaimed their prophet for all of Israel back then.
但是呢，在第三章时候呢，他被宣布为全以色列的先知。
So where did Samuel go?
那么这二十年，撒母耳去了哪里呢
？We are not told.
我们没有被告知。
And the Israel people didn't even blink an eye when he showed up.
但他突然又出现的时候，以色列人连眼睛都没眨一下。
The first thing I would ask him, "Where have you been?"
我真想问他一句，你去哪儿了
？He probably would have responded, "I was on a cruise."
他可能会回答，我正在游轮上度假。
But seriously.
但是认真的来说。
He was probably waiting for the right moment.
或许他正在等待一个合适的时机。
Sometimes it may take this long.
有时候事情就是需要这么长的时间。
Samuel didn't waste with any pleasantries.
那 Samuel 呢？他并没有浪费在寒暄上。
He didn't fist pump anybody, and in their culture, they would have kissed each other on the cheeks and also lips.
他也没有跟每个人都碰碰拳头，或者也没按照他们当时的文化传统去与对方亲嘴。
Okay, he got to the point.
他就直接切入要点。
First, he says to the people of Israel.
首先呢，他对以色列人说。
If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart.
如果你们全心归向神。
This indicates they have been away from the Lord for a long time in their hearts.
这指明他们心里已经远离主很久了。
In the Hebrew word heart can be also translated as will and or mind.
在希伯来语中，心这个词也可以翻译为思想或意志。
We must admit to ourselves there are times we've been away from the Lord, not just our heart, but our will and our mind.
我们必须自己也要承认，有时候我们不仅在我们的心里，而且在我们的意志和思想上都远离了神。
Will in the verb means to express determination, insistent, persistency, persistence, and willingness.
那意志在动词中的表达是表示有决心、有坚持、有意愿。
In our house,
在我们家中
every week, my dear wife would seriously say to me,
每周我亲爱的妻子都会认真地对我说
we should start exercising, otherwise it'll be too late.
我们应该开始坚持锻炼身体了，否则就太晚了。
And I would answer her, goes, when would you like to start?
那我经常会回答说，那你想什么时候开始呢？
Anytime when you are ready.
那只要你准备好了，随时都可以。
Cheerfully and assuringly, she would answer me, right?
她每次都愉快和肯定地回答我。
Guess what happened?
你猜猜发生了什么？
That dream day, doing exercise, even talking about walking together, never comes.
一起锻炼身体，甚至散步的梦想，一直没有到来。
That's a lack of willpower.
这就是缺乏意志力。
Though we know it is the thing must be done.
尽管我们知道这是必须要做的事情。
You may wonder, even after 20 years, could the people of Israel change?
你可能会想，二十年后以色列人会改变吗？
Even after Eli brought them down the path of unrighteousness, unfaithfulness, and apostasy, putting the ark out of the mind and sight, unable to bear his hand against them, so they sought to get rid of God.
即使以利使他们走上了那种不忠不义和背道的道路，将约柜排除在心中和视野之外，并且无法承受神对他们严厉的打击，甚至试图摆脱上帝。
Is it possible for them to return to the Lord with all of their hearts?
那到了如此地步，他们能不能一心归向主呢？
If they could, then it would give us hope.
如果他们能做到的话，那对我们来说就是有希望的。
In biblical context, a change can be referred to as repentance.
那在圣经的背景下，改变也可以被称描述为悔改。
People have described it as a U-turn or 180 degrees.
人们将其描述为掉头或者180度的回转。
Repentance is not just weeping.
悔改不只是哭泣。
It's returning to the Lord with all your heart, will.And mine.
而是你用你的全心全部的意志意念来归向神。
And in order to show true repentance of the people of Israel, Samuel further addressed them that they must put away the foreign gods and Asherah from among you.
那为了表明以色列人真正的悔改呢，撒母耳进一步对他们说，你们必须从你们中间除掉外邦神和亚斯他录。
If you don't know who is Asherah, she's a storm god, fertility goddess, and also wife of Baal,Who is their high god?
那如果你不知道亚斯他录是谁呢？她就是风暴生育力女神，她是巴利的妻子，而巴利是他们的至高神。
The Hebrew word for Asherah is a plural form of Ashereth.
希伯来语中这个 Asherah 是 Astarah 的这个复数形式。
It's very clear over 20 years, the plural indicates not just many images of her, but also many worship practices of her.
这个复数 不仅表示她的许多形象，还表示对她的许多各种各样的崇拜活动。
It's very clear for the last 20 years, Israelites planted deep roots and assimilated in the Canaanite lifestyle, culture, religion, and social, etc.
Yeah, 所以很明显，在过去的二十年里，以色列人深深地并扎根并融入进了迦南人的生活方式、文化、宗教等等。
Joshua on his deathbed warned Israel and probably knew this would happen.
耶稣亚临终时可能知道会发生这样的事，所以他警告过以色列人。
Then put away the foreign gods that are among you and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel.
你们当除掉你们中间的外邦神，专心归向耶和华以色列的神。
And Samuel repeated what Joshua had said.
所以在这里，撒母耳是重复了约书亚当时所说的话。
Secondly,
其次
，Samuel asked the people of Israel to do this: direct your heart to the Lord and serve Him only.
那撒母耳要求以色列人要做的就是专心归向耶和华，单单侍奉他。
This speaks of exclusivity, single-minded, wholehearted commitment.
这里讲的是排他性，一心一意，全心全意的承诺。
What must hold our hearts yesterday, today, and tomorrow?
那昨天、今天和明天是什么必须守住我们的心呢？
The Lord and the little Lord alone.
就是主，我们唯一的主。
We serve Him only, alone, and have tenacious loyalty to only to Him.
我们单单侍奉他，并且只对他保有忠诚。
What is God's response if they put away and direct their heart and serve Him only? And they are all in the imperative.
那么让他们弃掉偶像，引导他们的心，单单侍奉他呢，都是用命令式的语气来出现的。所以那么当那上帝的反应是什么样的呢？
It means the Israelites are commanded to do what they are told, and he will deliver you out of the hands of the Philistines.
那就意味着以色列人呢，被命令按照他们所吩咐的去做，他会救你们脱离非利士人的手。
If they do not do what God commanded, then God will not deliver them.
如果他们不遵行上帝的命令，上帝就不会拯救他们。
What a condition!
这是什么样的一个条件呢？
Do you think they could do it?
你认为他们能做得到吗？
Put away their idols.
收起他们所有的偶像。
How about us?
那我们呢？
I think for our modern Christians, it's not that we don't know or acknowledge we have idols in our hearts or in our lives.
我相信对我们现代的基督徒来说呢，我们并不是不知道或者不承认我们心中和生活中的偶像。
The biggest challenge in our postmodern culture.
在最大挑战在我们这个后现代文化中。
When we are more self-centered, individualistic, and consumeristic.
就是我们变得更加的自我为中心，充满了个人主义和消费主义的时候，
we keep creating new idols while we're battling hard to get rid of the idols that we have already identified.
我们不断努力摆脱已经认出的偶像，同时又不断创造出新的偶像。
It seems we cannot keep up.
有时都看到我们都快赶不上了。
We need to cling to God.
我们需要紧靠神。
Not only do we need to die to ourselves daily.
现在呢，我们不仅需要每天都向自己死
，but hourly，
甚至每个小时都要向自己死。
God is so true，
神是如此的真实。
Our old and wretched self is the first thing and last thing we have to get rid of in our lifetime。
那个旧的可怜的老我是我们一生中首先要摆脱的东西，也是最后一个要摆脱的东西。
I want to draw you to attention of the word heart.
我想提醒你注意心这个词。
It's repeated twice.
在这里呢，它被重复了两次。
If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart and direct your heart to the Lord and serve Him only.
如果你一心归顺耶和华，专心归向他，单单侍奉他。
When you read the Bible, a word that is repeated several times or many times.
当你读圣经时，一个词被重复了好几次或很多次。
It's not by accident.
这并非偶然。
There is importance in that word.
这个词一定是很重要的。
The word is heart.
在这里，这个词就是心。
Again, it can be translated as mind or will.
同样，在这里，它也可以被翻译为思想或意志。
The Israelites had to put away their baals and asherahs and serve the God only. But did they confess their sins?
以色列呢，已经除掉了巴利和亚斯塔录，只侍奉耶和华。但是他们承认自己的罪了吗？
Just saying sorry to God does not count.
仅仅对上帝说声对不起是没有意义的。
The third point is to confess our sins.
所以第三点就是说要认罪。
What did Samuel do to make them realize they had sinned against God?
那撒母耳做了什么让他们意识到自己得罪了神？
It was another trigger moment.
那就是另外一个触动他们的时刻。
In the Bible, places have a meaning behind it.
在圣经中有时候一个地方后面是有很多其他含义的。
That's why he asked them to gather at the Mitzpah.
这也是为什么他要求他们聚集在米斯巴。
So it was not by accident.
所以这也是并不是偶然的。
Mitzpah was a place where all the tribes except Benjamin assembled to the Lord to determine what to do.
米斯巴呢是除了便雅悯支派以外所有支派聚集到耶和华面前决定要做什么的地方。
If you don't remember this event, it was a time when the tribe of Benjamin was pulled into civil war with the rest of the 11 tribes of Israel in Judges 20.
如果你不记得这件事呢，它是在士师记二十章中，便雅悯支派与以色列其他十一个支派陷入内战的时候。
When they got there, it seems they knew what to do.
当他们到达那里时候呢，似乎他们知道该怎么做。
They drew water and poured it out before the Lord.
他们打水浇在耶和华面前。
On that day, they also fasted and they confessed.
当日呢，他们也禁食并且承认。
We have sinned against the Lord.
我们得罪了耶和华。
We are not told for how long or for how many days that they poured out water and fasted.
我们并不知道他们这种浇奠水和禁食持续了多久或者多少天。
Mizpah is surrounded by dry air land.
因为密斯巴那个地方周围都是干旱的地土。
Water is a valuable commodity in those times.
在那个时候，水是一种非常宝贵的商品。
It was life.
在那个时候，就是生活就是如此。
Not like today when we take water for granted.
不像我们今天认为水，我们有水用是理所当然的。
When people drew water and poured it out, it was very symbolic.
当人们汲水并倒出时，这是非常具有象征意义的。
It was to pour out their lives.
这表示要倾注他们的生命。
They were showing their dependence to God.
他们表现出对神的依靠。
Even fasting is very symbolic.
禁食也是非常具有象征意义的。
It was a sign of humbling.And repentance before God.
这是人们在上帝面前谦卑和悔改的标志。
As the people sought for forgiveness for their sins,
因为他们的罪孽，而他们要寻求上帝的宽恕。
Even these actions seems ritualistic. It was a real act of genuine self-denial as the people turned from their self-centered ways back to the Lord.
尽管在这里些行为看起来好像是似乎是仪式性的，但是当人们从自我为中心的方式转向主时，这是一种真正的自我否定。
Fourth,
第四点
is the outward changes in the people after repentance.
那么人悔改后呢，他外在的变化。
Did the people of Israel change?
那以色列人变有改变吗
？Their faith will be tested and their repentance will be challenged.
他们信心将受到考验，他们的悔改也将受到挑战。
This is true about true repentance.
对于真正的悔改来说，这是对的。
Our repentance will be tested.
我们的悔改也将受到考验。
To see if we are truly turned our hearts to the Lord fully.
是让我们看看我们是否真正完全归向主。
Are we going to hold ourselves accountable to our confession and turn 180 degrees?
我们是否要对自己的认罪负责，并真正做到180度的转变
，or stay on the same course，
或者保持相同的做法
？God brought back their enemy to test them.
那所以神就把他们的仇敌又带回来考验他们。
How would they handle this situation？
他们这次会如何处理这些情况呢
？The Lord saw the people did not waver under their fear or pressure from the enemy, and realized.They depended on him and turned to him.
那这一次神看到呢，这些人没有因为对敌人的恐惧或者压力而放弃，并知道他们真的学会依赖他并转向他。
He answered Samuel's unceasing prayers and sacrifices.
所以他回应了撒母耳不断的祈祷和献祭。
God gave them victory.
神赐予他们得胜。
Delivered them and gave them peace.
拯救他们并赐予他们平安。
Also, they never brought out the ark.
那这次他们并没有把约柜抬出去。
They completely depended on the Lord.
他们完全依靠神。
Not on a lucky charm.
不是靠着一个幸运符。
This was a complete reversal.
这是一个彻底的逆转。
180 degree turn.
180度的一个大转弯。
A true repentance.
是一个真正的悔改。
Afterwards.
那后来。
Samuel took a rock and set it up and called the place Ebenezer and says, "Thus the Lord has helped us."
那后来呢？撒母耳就把一块石头立起来，给那个地方起名叫以便以谢，说到如今耶和华仍帮助我们。
It was meant for Israel to look at this rock and remember God had helped them all the way to this point.
那这是为了让以色列人看着这块石头，并记住神一直帮助他们走到这一步。
Importantly, do not forget what God had helped us thus far.
所以重要的是不要忘记到目前为止神已经帮助了我们什么。
The Israelite people had constantly forgot what the Lord has done for them in the past.
以色列人常常忘记主过去为他们所做的一切。
So Samuel needed to set this rock to remind them that God will help them.If they trust him.
所以撒母耳呢需要立起这块石头来提醒他们，如果他们相信神，神就会帮助他们。
This rock not only represents but teaches his people that repentance and victory go hand in hand.
所以这块石头不仅是代表，并且来教导他的子民，悔改和得胜是齐头并进的。
What does God of Ebenezer mean to us?
那么以便以谢的神对我们的意义是什么呢？
Ebenezer is to remind us what God had done in our past.And we'll be doing in our future.
以便以谢是为了提醒我们神在我们过去及未来所做的事情。
It also means we must repent if we want to receive deliverance and favor.
这也意味着如果我们想要得到拯救和恩惠就必须悔改。
We ought to glorify and worship God for what he has done and who he is.
我们应该因神所做的事和他是谁而荣耀和敬拜他。
Therefore,
因此
we ought to set up Ebenezers in our lives to remind us that God has quieted down our enemies because we have truly repented and shout out Ebenezer.
所以呢，我们应该在生活中设立自己的以便以谢之石，提醒我们的神已经平息了我们的仇敌，因为我们真正悔改并大声呼喊以便以谢。
Ebenezer, thus far the Lord had helped us.
以便以谢，到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father God,
亲爱的父神
Provider of all good things in your perfect timing.
在你完美的时刻，你使万物成为美好。
Let's come to you with a heart that is inclined to you.
让我们怀着一颗归向你的心来到你面前。
So we can be righteous and blameless in your presence.
这样我们才得以在你面前成为公义无可指摘。
Let not any idols hinder us from you.
不要让任何偶像使我们远离你。
If there are any that is causing hindrance from our victories.
如果有任何因素阻碍我们得胜。
We ask Jesus to intercede on our behalf so we can examine ourselves and genuinely repent and call out Ebenezer.
我们请求主耶稣为我们不断的代求，以便我们能够省察自己，真诚的悔改，并呼求我们以便以谢的神。
Ebenezer, thus far the Lord has helped us.
以便以谢的神，到如今耶和华仍帮助我们。
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。